USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, the San Diego Unified School District in California is demanding all students wear masks again. President Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI provided no science for the mask mandate.
They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all. They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
The House approved a resolution expressing the United States' support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. The resolution passed 394-18 with only Republicans voting against it. Maryland delegate Dan Cox, who secured President Trump's endorsement, defeated Trump critic Governor Larry Hogan's choice as his successor, Kelly Schultz, in Maryland's GOP primary. Final tally was 56% to 40%. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
A man defending himself in a New York City bodega has had murder charges dropped against him.
Murder charges against a New York bodega worker are being dropped. Jose Elba said he acted in self-defense when he fatally stabbed the man after being attacked behind the counter in Hamilton Heights, New York. After a lengthy investigation, prosecutors dropped the case and filed a motion to dismiss the charges. They said the district attorney's office had concluded a homicide case against Elba couldn't be proven at a trial beyond a reasonable doubt. Mayor Eric Adams chiming in saying the DA made the right decision. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia will fulfill its commitment to supply natural gas to Europe, but warned that flows via the Nord Stream pipeline could be slowed down soon if sanctions prevent additional maintenance on the line. Nord Stream, the main artery for Russia gas to Europe, was endorsed by President Biden. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The American farmer is struggling under red-hot inflation. National Black Farmers Association President John Boyd Jr. on Fox News says inflation is killing the American farmer, and the Biden administration has failed his community by doing nothing.
Well, you know, the president committed to having a meeting with me last year to discuss some of these very concerns that we're raising right now. Fertilizer has tripled. You know, last year I was paying close to $400 a ton. And this year I'm paying $1,100 a ton for 777.
Wow.
Last year I was paying $2.60 for a gallon of diesel fuel. This year I'm paying almost $6 a gallon for diesel fuel. These costs have tripled, and the farmer has to pay them up front, people. And we really don't know what we're going to sell our commodity for, you know, at harvest time. So the administration hasn't put things in place to help us.
Cowardice or incompetence? The terrible response to the Uvalde shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead will likely lead to policy changes, but it's unclear whether any police officers will be held accountable for allowing the active shooter to continue without a confrontation. An investigative report released Sunday by a Texas House of Representatives committee found a total of 376 officers who responded to the scene lacked clear leadership and communication. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.